Do you ever feel like an outsider? Maybe you're in a new team and you feel like everybody knows. They know what's going on. They know how things all hold together. And you feel that they all have these skills that you don't have. Or maybe you are trying in a business situation and you're trying to reach out to a new market or trying to give advice to somebody in a field that they're struggling with, but somebody who is way ahead of you in another field. So you might be helping somebody who's in sales and maybe you think you're no good at selling, but you might be helping them with something technical. They just feel, you feel like they're just so far ahead of you. They're just so far above you. And you can't help but compare yourself. And one thing that I've found very helpful in these situations is to look at what it is that you're lacking. And no, not to work on it, not to improve it, not to plug that gap, but to look at what it is that you're lacking and to see it as uniqueness, to see it as an advantage. How can you do that? Well, the one thing that I find very, very helpful is this idea that you're coming in with fresh eyes. If you own a house or an apartment, after a while, you stop to notice things. You stop to notice bad things. You know, some paint that is peeling or a door handle that needs repair. And you kind of stop noticing it. And you also stop noticing the good things, because you take it for granted. We do this with our skills as well. I remember we had some people visiting from France at one point, and after a very long day of kind of tourism and so on in the city, they came home, and one of the ladies just whipped up a sauce. She seemed to do it like in no time at all. And it was just amazing, just magnificent. And I complimented her on it in my broken French, and she kind of shrugged her shoulders. She said, "Oh, yeah, this is normal. This is what I do every day." That ability to look at other situations with fresh eyes is a gift. And one way of realizing that gift is actually to keep getting yourself into new situations. I don't mean just, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone, but I mean that ability to come in and to walk into an area that you don't know really anything about and then share with them something that's valuable to them. That is something that you do know about. Transferable skills from some other job that you've worked in or some other situation that you've been in. So here's the idea of looking at things with fresh eyes. First is to look at other people's situations with fresh eyes, because you're a newcomer. You're just not used to doing things the way that the committee says to do them. And so from that point of view, you can come up with new ideas yourself. And they may not be new to you, but they're new to them, but still very valuable for them. So that's point one, is when you visit other situations, to look on them with fresh eyes. And point two is to look at your own situation, your own skills, your own advantages, and efforts and experiences, and to look on them with fresh eyes. Now, that's pretty much impossible to do because we get very used to our gifts, our strengths, our abilities, and we forget just how difficult it can be for others to acquire those skills. And so, how do you get fresh eyes on yourself? Well, a really good way of doing it is similar to if you get somebody visiting your house who has never been there before, and get them to comment on here's what's good, or here's what's missing, here's what needs to be fixed. If you can do that for yourself, have somebody kind, but somebody in a situation who's able to say, hey, did you know that your ability to explain things, you've been able to do it in a way that no one else has been able to, or your strength at setting this thing up, I really, really struggled with that. Or most people who have tried to do it really struggled with it, but you were able to do it really quickly and really easily. So in other words, getting somebody else to come in who doesn't know your field, who doesn't know your background, who doesn't know about your baggage, and say, hey, do you realize that this is a gift? So what you think is a weakness may actually be a strength to them. That can be a really, really good way of looking on yourself and looking on the world, looking on your life with fresh eyes.